the meeting to order and please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Adam.
Here.
Grunch.
Here.
Meadhammer.
Here.
Page.
Here.
Salmon.
Here.
Form present.
Thank you. Mike, would you like to take over here?
Only for a brief period of time.
Okay.
Because this is kind of where the rubber meets the roads, and we mainly being the commission, gets to kind of slice and dice through all the information that's been provided by our residents and then try to be reported back to you. And then you folks basically take a look at this and hopefully determine what our goals are We've gotten a lot of information before you, and hopefully it's not too overwhelming. One of the pieces that you would have seen when we had our meeting at the pavilion in our last meeting on July 16th was at the end of the table here. And it kind of talks about our schedule of where we're going through and the next steps that we have on it. Obviously, we have the work session today. And then hopefully we'll start, and that's on the bottom of the back side of it, the schedule. And then our next formal scheduled meeting point is the public reveal option on August 28th, where hopefully we'll take whatever decisions are made at either this or subsequent meetings as to what direction the commission thinks you want to be going. Unveil them to the public at that August 28th meeting, and then bring them back to the City Commission at our September 11th meeting for formal adoption. So, the people have spoken on a couple of occasions with the responses to the survey that they gave us, and then also at our meeting on July 16th. And at that point, we said it was their turn to, again, kind of go through the results that we had and try and make some sense of it and give us some potential solutions or directions they thought we should pursue. I guess at this point, I feel it's kind of the commission's turn to say, okay, here's all this information that's been provided. Where would you like us to go with it next? Or where would you like to go with it next? And how do you take all that we've gathered and turn it into some goals that'll help guide our directions for the next couple of years? So.
And I think Jane and Barb were instrumental in compiling this data.
Yes, and they're both here today.
And so I would think it would be appropriate that we hear from both of you suggestions or, any ideas that you have. We appreciate all the work you did, and do you have any direction that you would advise, or just give us some advice.
Well, there was a lot of feedback. I don't know if there was a lot of suggestions that seemed, viable. Everyone seems to think housing's a problem, but I didn't see a lot of remedies to it. I'm not sure.
Was there any other commonality that you saw that stuck out that we may have missed?
I saw sort of the threat of people wanting stuff to, this wanting to remain as the small town character and not lose that. Maybe a little bit of apprehension about too much growth. I think generally it was pretty positive.
Okay. Barb?
Well, I kind of checked out for the month of July.
You didn't check out.
You checked into other things.
So while I compiled stuff, I didn't spend a lot of time reviewing it. I did notice that there's quite a few comments about things that they would like to see or not see. Some of it are not things that the city can directly affect. Wanting certain businesses or certain things to come into town, wanting the prices lower at the grocery store. I mean, there are things that the city can do in the background to encourage, you know, things one way or the other, with whether it be through our ordinance or whatever. But there's specific things that we just can't.
Yeah, out of control.
Yeah. And then there was with the housing, there was a lot of, you know, put them here, put them there. And then, I mean, it was total opposite ends of the spectrum. We need more, don't bring any more. We need low income, we don't need any low income. I don't know what to do with that.
Okay.
And that kind of gets back to the process that I've always, you know, the discussions I've always had. Is I always see going through these steps as tools for you to help inform your decision. Not necessarily to make the decision for you or to have staff make the decision. But you folks all have a real good sense of what's going on in the community. And I see the questionnaires, the surveys as kind of as a test for some of our assumptions about whether they're real or not, and challenges are out there. So again, for years I've encouraged the commission to use this as a tool, but not necessarily, don't feel that you have to default to what you think some people are saying here. We want to be sensitive to it, we want to hear it and incorporate that, but not necessarily just turn the decision making over to the folks that aren't dealing with a lot of these issues on a day-to-day basis. You folks are. You folks are seeing the complexities that are out there and how these pieces all fit together in ways that other people may not. So hopefully these give us some insights and maybe challenge us in some things that we assume may be what we think is the case. And that's good. But I wouldn't use that as just the only point of decision making. I mean, you guys have a lot of experience. We have what our experiences are here as a staff, and we make recommendations to you. But again, this is the time for the city commission to say, here's what our priority, or to work towards saying, here's what our priorities need to be and what we're going to focus on in the next 2 or 3 years. Because we can't focus on everything. We've seen what's happened on that in the past.
And with that being said, we don't want to focus on 20 goals, because I think it's, we've talked about, it's too big of a shotgun effect. And so we want to focus on smaller quantitative, smaller number of goals, but then we also want, as Dean can expound on, a quantitative way to measure to see if we are reaching those goals. Is that correct?
Yeah. We'd like to be, I think it'd be worthwhile that 2 years from now we review these, you know, that we have a picture of what success looks like, you know, that we could have said, yes, we made progress in that area, we kind of got to where we wanted to, or we're way off, and I think that'll help us. You know, as we try to measure ourselves, you know, throughout the next 2 years, and then as reflect at the end of that time.
For example, housing, a measurement could be how many permits did we issue in 2019 for new homes? I mean, that's a measurable way to assess whether we were successful.
I would almost step back from that and say, okay, take a look at maybe in the census coming up is how many housing units do we have in our community that are family occupied type of things. Because if we're putting housing units, and I don't want to get too far into any one topic, but if we're putting more housing units on them, if we're building more, you know, there's a couple new Habitat for Humanity, or we're able to get an apartment complex in, or whatever the thing is. But at the other end, we're losing other housing units to Airbnbs and that type of stuff and taking off. Have we really gained anything?
Correct.
Or are we just kind of treading water and or losing ground?
Right. Yeah, I think that's a really good observation. I don't think we should obsess over what the exact numbers are.
Yes.
But it really helps us in order of magnitude. How big of an issue is this that we have to try to deal with? And that can help us decide how much of our limited resources we have to devote to it. In that regard, I think it'll be helpful without getting really too carried away.
Yeah.
You know, if you say, you know, improve housing, if our only goal is, say, improve housing, and we don't have any way of saying what success looks like, we can't help but fail. Right?
Yeah.
And the converse, we can't help but succeed. We don't have any way of knowing. So that's something that at some point we're having to grapple with without getting, you know, too carried away with it.
With that being said, I totally agree with you what you're saying. How do we inventory do we have the tool to inventory what we currently have, and so we have a starting point to measure? So identifying family units compared to rental units, compared to vacation homes, compared to low income, compared to
And those are tools I think can be worked out as we go through the months and the years ahead with regards to it. I don't think we need to really focus too much on that today. Okay. I think we should really be focusing on, here's the questions that we're asking in the survey. Initially at our July 16th meeting, we broke it down into these top five items here. Are we thinking that these are ringing true? Do we want to run with these? Do we want to add to them, subtract, substitute? I think that'd be a good place to start. Identify what our topics are going to be, and then we can work at devising, you know, what are the tools we're going to, you know, is it affordable housing? Then we can either set up a task force or staff or whoever can come back and start working through some of those issues that we're talking about. But until we define what the topics are, I don't think it really helps us to spend a lot of detail on it at this point.
Yeah. Okay. So with that being said, I think we've kind of...
Can I ask a question of Barb? In meetings, did you pick up, there were three things that I picked up in addition to what you had mentioned, Jay. One was the local versus out-of-towner or resorter, or, you know, in some kind of conflict, it seems like things are done for out-of-town people rather than local. There was also the other thing about living wage jobs that we need to increase, and then about building and maintenance standards. Did those kind of things shine through for you?
Yes, and the
marijuana,
not wanting
marijuana. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, one thing about the survey results, you know, that kind of occurred to me, I'm speculating that if we had sat down, you know, the five of us and say, what do we think the issues are going to be, top five issues, we would have come up with a list similar to this, and also as far as corresponds to things we've talked about in the past. So I think it was, as I looked at, you know, the numbers part of it and the comments and trying to distill those, that one of the things I think is reaffirmed in this survey is that we're not that far off. In other words, the things we've talked about, the things that we have seen as issues in the past and now, were affirmed by the survey and the individuals here. That there were no, I didn't see anything that really surprised me in either the results here or the written comments. The stuff you hear around town are things that have recurred in the surveys that we've done and the discussions that we've had in the past.
See, the only thing I would offer, though, Dean, is that we formed the questions based on what we thought was important.
Yeah.
So we asked about those types of things. So we kind of led the discussion in the way we thought maybe it was going to go.
And I was going to kind of ask Dean a question with regards to that. Is, you know, obviously you've worked with a lot of these tools and processes in the past a lot more than I have, per se. I mean, do you feel that the tool that we used was a good tool for gathering input, even for, you know, with regards to Hugh's comment, that there were enough openings that if there was something that was, you know, completely off the radar to us one way or the other, or people didn't like this, that would have come through somehow?
I think so. I mean, you're right. You know, we had this list. We defined the list. It's sort of necessary. Otherwise, it's so broad that somebody who's responding doesn't know how to respond.
Where to start it.
You know, what do I say? What are they really? What am I supposed to, you know, respond to? How do I do this? You know, so it leaves somebody who's responding lost. You know, flip side is we have suggested things, and then they rated them. And so we saw sort of the ordering more than anything else. The order that things came out in was the thing that I was reacting to, that the order came out as I would have expected it. And I do agree, you know, they had a lot of written comments, which is really, really good. And we can go further with these and try to organize them, you know, a little bit more systematically. But I think if there was something that was really bugging folks, since we had a lot, you know, 500 people respond, and they were very willing to write written comments because we saw that on there using the limitation of survey. If there was something that was really out there that we were clueless on, we would have seen it. I think we would have thought it, I guess.
Well,
in the charts, though, did you notice that almost every subject fell in the average? They might have went a little bit one way or the other, but not height's extremely important and not important at all.
Oh yeah, of course. Right.
Is there a way to get people to prioritize, or I don't know, just it just seems too easy to pick in the middle.
Yeah.
I think that was part of the effort with regards to having people define what they thought was absolutely essential.
Yeah, that last question was a way of being able to get at that.
Yeah.
And also, I think one of your summaries or one other way we look at it is just count the ones that were extremely important, or listed as extremely important, which is another way of being able to catch that stuff.
Okay.
Conversely, we could have said, looked at things that were unimportant, you know, the folks would probably a little
I did that too.
Unimportant, yeah.
I mean, I rated what were the bottom five ones, and that, you know. And I've always kind of taken a lot of this stuff to heart as to, okay, that doesn't mean it's completely off the agenda or something like that. It's just something that we don't spend a lot of time and energy on.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. But even though some of those I saw some conflicts, you know, because I look at, you know, some people talked about expanding the business park as a relatively low priority. Well, where's the place that where we have the opportunity to get the best family-sustaining jobs, potentially in the business park, rather than another retail store or something of that nature? So, you know, again, that's where I look at, we may be seeing things a little bit differently. You know, we obviously want to take all the input that we get from here and absorb it. But if people are saying, hey, family-sustaining jobs are really high important, we need to get more higher-income jobs in here, well, then how do we do that? And it isn't necessarily creating another T-shirt shop downtown.
Right.
But again, that's the free market, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, how much of an influence do we have as to what people locate in business shops downtown?
Yeah.
I was puzzled by the fourth on the list here, keeping young adults in Boynton City. I was surprised that had any kind of high priority because, you know, everyone that goes away to college or whatever, still are going to make their own decisions about what they're going to do from there. Maybe they're not going to come back here. Maybe that's not the goal, to get them back here.
Yeah.
Just get them out there with the tools to go forward with.
Uh-huh.
So and when I think you look at the percentage surveys, it looks like that isn't quite as high on a percentage scale. Am I wrong about that?
This wasn't quite as high.
When you went to it on the...
When you looked at it within topic, it
didn't
come up quite as high, right?
Yeah. It's not high on the priority.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about this, I'm taking this, but this didn't help me to set goals for what I think Mike is getting at, you know, what we as a city commission should be doing or trying to do. So I went back and I reread Mike's letter that he had in the budget, you know, identifying things over the, you know, the next couple of years, you know, what we need to be concerned about, all that sort of stuff. You know, the buoyant on the water plan, you know, some of those recommendations and that sort of stuff. So I came up with these general kind of goals. One would be financial planning or strategies or whatever, which would include this consultant we talked about, financial tools available to the city so we can get a handle on that. Improve our capital improvement plan as it relates to fire, EMS, police, you know, vehicles, equipment, you know, so we can kind of get on a rotation on that and know what those expenses are going to be on a regular basis. You know, the DPW vehicles, the water and wastewater vehicles, the equipment, you know, get a good handle on that, just an inventory and how that's going to happen. And then, you know, it seemed like we need to educate the public because there was a lot of comment about taxes being too high. And, you know, that's just something people, you know, maybe we can educate or get information. You know, I think we need to improve our website, you know, so it's inviting and we can have that information and be very intentional about that. You know, the email notifications that we used to have, we don't do that anymore. That was a good way to just communicate with people. And then under that, too, is the city pension that we have to worry about. You know, it's taking a lot of resources for the next 6 or 8 years exactly. The second item would be city operations. In Mike's letter, you know, talking about work orders, you know, there's been a lot of retirements, you know, that we improve employee training. you know, maybe we improve employee incentive packages, you know, to, you know, build morale and to do those types of things. And then under that, there was like complete unfinished projects, which gets to me is sometimes it's hard for us to have the capacity to do everything that we seem to want to do. You know, and I was just listing, you know, the projects that are in motion here, the Boyne City Trail Extension Plan, you know, for the Charlevoix Trail, the open space, the airport terminal as a trailhead, Riverside Park where we had some grant, the Avalanche Base area where we were going to have some kind of plan for that, the old city dump property, and Crew Peninsula Beach, and the beach area, the board, you know, just basic maintenance for kinds of things. And then the fourth goal would be the housing. And, you know, one thing that we do have control over some properties in the downtown, you know, that, you know, what could we possibly do there? Review zoning, you know, what zoning might be standing in the way. At our community meeting, somebody brought up the county building department, what might be in the building department that's, you know, that's hampering the building and, you know, all those types of things. And just building relationships with the townships and the school district, so we're all working on this together. You know, that's kind of where I went with it. Knowing that a lot of these things that people have identified are going to happen because we're doing these other sorts of things. But water quality protection, too, you know, one immediate thing we can do about that. I think a few years ago, the commission decided not to pursue the stormwater, county stormwater. Do I have that correct?
Tip of the Mid Watershed Commission's stormwater county ordinance.
Right. You know, I mean, that's something you can do, but that's kind of where I was thinking would be important to go. So, that's my input.
I appreciate that. Okay. More discussion. Floor is open.
I think one of the things that you touched on, though, was, you know, financial planning, and it's do we need someone to come in and take, you know, a fresh set of eyes, look at, you know, our operation as far as and how it fits with the capital improvement plan, how it fits with the cost sharing for the six townships that we provide service for, are they paying their fair share? I mean, it just, you know, looking at it, you know, in real nuts and bolts fashion. You know, just, so I mean it, you know, a broad picture of how that all fits together. So it all starts with where the money is. So I think you really touched on a good way to present it.
I think we had talked about it during the budget.
So yeah.
So I guess I'm in total agreement, and it was Mike's recommendation to hire the services of a long-term financial outlook, and that's what you're referring to, I think. But is that a goal, or is that more of a just a task?
Well, that would be a task under the overall goal of improving financial planning, or financials, whatever, I'm not sure the words that I would pick, but it would be a to-do item over that overall goal. But I'm not real good at goal versus a task and the difference and how.
Yeah,
they get
whatever.
Yeah, because on the one hand, you look, you know, we're in the one percentile, got a statewide award for being in the one percentile, for being financially.
That was our financial reporting.
Yeah,
but that refers to, you know, Hugh saying finances.
I mean, yeah, that ties in with his educating the public with regards to it. I mean, it's going to be a real interesting couple of years with regards to our financial situation. As I mentioned, with the pensions over a few years, we got to get through this bubble, and I'm sure that we will. But it might limit our abilities to do things going forward. I mean, well. I'll leave that alone for you.
Well, yeah, so right now we're, what, 79 or 80% funded? you know, so I mean,
yeah, our pension position is much better than a lot of other communities. Right. That doesn't mean that it's not going to put a hurt on us for the next few years.
The thing is, tighten up the ship, you know, I think the citizens love nothing better than we could be able to start cutting the millage again, like we did for about 7 or 8 years in a row consecutively. We took it down from about 19.5 to 15.5, so I mean, it's that could be a goal too.
And I'm sensitive to that, you know, and there were several comments with regards to finances for the community and taxes being too high and things of that nature, at least some comments with regards to it.
There was.
And I haven't looked to see exactly how those, you know, compared to everything else. I'm sensitive to that. I mean, our taxes are higher than they've been in a long period of time, of course. This facility, you know, some people called it the Taj Mahal or whatever, but this is what the public voted for. And overall, I think they're generally pretty pleased with it. But still, our taxes are high. And if we're looking to reduce our taxes, that's going to conflict with, okay, are we going to do all these improvements to our parks and things of that nature? Okay, where are, you know, those are conflicting goals or opportunities. So we have to figure out what's a higher priority, to provide, to maintain our existing services, provide additional services, or cut services, or, you know, hold things, and that may be too harsh, be even more careful with our finances with the goal of reducing taxes. So, I mean, that's what I want to be real sensitive to as to where we think we are versus what the community thinks we are with regards to the whole financial situation. Because, you know, there were some comments in there, you know, about people being, you know, some, you know, we're making it harder on those people that are in the Alice community in those straits, because the taxes have gone up.
You know, I, on that the financial fiscal part, I was sort of thinking too that even though it didn't come up strongly in within the survey when we asked that question, something similar to that, that as a goal, it's an important thing to do. Even though we are working in that area. To be able to give us a way of being able to report back, right? And I did try to parse it whether taxes are too high or too low, but I think the overriding thing is for us to be as efficient and effective in the way that we're spending and responsible and trustworthy in the way that we invest taxpayer resources. And I think that can form the basis for, you know, one of our goals, including our efforts, as Hugh mentioned, to get some enhanced tools for fiscal, and to look for ways of you know, being able to be as efficient and effective with taxpayer dollars as we can, you know, without trying to get into the thing of whether taxes are too high or too low. We're never going to be able to reconcile that, you know, given the comments that you made. So I think that is one area that we can form a goal that captures our emphasis in that area that we have to pay attention to. The second thing you talked that Hugh talked about was on that kind of communication and trust. I think that's a separate thing, and that's an important topic that is something that ought to be in there. You know, that marquee of ways for us to keep working. It sort of makes a statement that we're working as hard as we can, making special effort to engage our citizens and to communicate with them what we're doing, what we're achieving, and what our challenges are. And we can, I think, do things in that area. Just, and you listed some examples of activities, you know, related to the website, related to alerts, related to, you know, we're really thinking, you know, what is our strategy? How are we going to do better than we're currently doing on that communication engagement piece with our residents? We do an excellent job now, but I certainly think in our, you know, kind of a, environment that we're in, making those efforts even more explicit is worth it for us.
I like that word, the way you captured it, use financial resources wisely. You know, that could be, you know, one of the goals. And then, you know, underneath that, you know, financial planner, you know, fresh set of eyes looking at things too, you know, as far as how do you achieve this. And then also you mentioned in the capital improvement plan, you know, taking another look at that. Are we on track? I mean, it's pretty vague now. We go to look at that capital improvement plan. It's all over the board. It's not really synthesized, and it's.
I came to the same conclusion when you mentioned your list of departments that need to be accountable for future. I thought immediately that's our capital improvement plan, and it is pretty vague. I don't know. You know, when the fire department comes to us in March and says we need a fire truck, did we know that 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago? I don't know. I haven't done my homework to see if that is following suit, but it's a good point. Back to fiscal responsibility, that I'm still struggling between task and goal, because that is our MO. I think we've been very transparent and very open. Can we improve? Of course. But is it a goal, or is it just something that we administratively and commission-wise are always going to be is open and transparent and fiscally responsible? I don't know if that's a goal. I'm just struggling with that. Yeah. I agree with it. But
well, the thing is, we want to let our citizens know that we're really trying. I mean, we're really focused on that. I mean, if it's set out, there's a goal.
I think a big part of this is all of this organization that we're doing is so that we don't, for instance, get kind of too far over our skis and try to go in 100 different directions.
Right.
You know, if we can hone in on something and then not add this and this and this and this, we know we have these properties. We know what we can do now. What can wait? Even, you know, if we get to that point, that we can. From I mean, obviously, you know, the biggest one of all seems to be affordable housing, and some people that they don't like it when you call it low income housing, that automatically conjures up all kinds of horrible things. But I think if we do limit this to what we can handle and get in depth about, it would help us instead of flailing, I guess is the way I think of it. When I looked it up, I said, oh my God.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But you also have to be flexible enough to react to situations that we did this year. You know, we bought some property that we decided was a good buy, and it wasn't in a 5-year plan, it wasn't in a 1-year plan, but we jumped at it because the opportunity arose, and hopefully it gives our DPW more room to grow, and hopefully it gives us some other options. So we have, you know, sometimes you have to.
Well, that's kind of like in a bank, you know, you've got it now, because you got it when it was a good deal, but you don't have to jump right in. You can think about what you want to do with it, or how best it can serve the community or whatever.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it wasn't on our radar. We just have to have that flexibility to be able to respond to immediate needs.
Yeah.
Or opportunities. Opportunities is correct. So.
Well, I think we have a great story to tell with regards to financial planning and responsibility. I think we've demonstrated to the community time and time again how we were very frugal with their and responsible with the taxpayers' dollars. I think the trust is there because obviously they gave us the opportunity with regards to this building. If the trust wasn't there, that this millage would not have ever been approved. I think we can do a much, much better job with regards to communication, with regards to all the efforts and challenges that we've got in the years ahead and how that might help us and, you know, and yeah, continue to beef up things like the CIP, the financial analysis that we want to have done this year, things of that nature. So yeah, I don't want to undersell what we've accomplished, but I don't want to oversell it either with regards to it, because sometimes it's hard when I think I still like to look at us, and I think it's an accurate representation that, you know, in many respects we're kind of one of the leaders in the area with regards to how we do things here. And that's why we get so many things done, and that's why so many communities around the state are looking to us for answers, because we do things so well. So I don't want to undersell what we've accomplished, but I don't want to oversell it and say, okay, there isn't more we can do either.
Yeah.
the thing is, you know, the great story to tell, you know, is the thing is we started doing these citywide planning sessions and goal settings 20 years ago. And even this building is on the, you know, the top 10 list for probably 12, 13 years.
More than that, yeah.
And, you know, it's not what five commissioners decided what the, you know, the city needed. It's what the citizens asked us to do, whether it's the, you know, waterfront, you know, the waste treatment coming off the waterfront, you know, the walking community, you know, trails, parks. You know, I mean, most everything, there's been quite a laundry list of things that the citizens asked us to do, and we've accomplished it. So, I mean, there's a lot of steps to get us to where we're at right now.
So and how do we balance that against Hugh's frustrations with our shopping list isn't complete?
It's not a frustration. You know, I appreciate looking back and seeing everything that we do, but every time we have this discussion, we always go back to that. I mean, the way I view it is there's just a lot of challenges that we've accepted that aren't getting done. And I think we need to challenge ourselves to get them done.
I agree.
You know, that's what I'm not making any comment. It's just that you have to keep pushing. You know, they don't require a lot of resources and money. It's just kind of an organization and how we do things. And I think we can be better at that. Without diminishing where we are and the fact that we're, you know, we're respected by other communities and looked at for a lot of reasons. But we can do better. I mean, that's just
right.
We can do better.
But everything you did bring up takes money. The open space and the trailhead into town and avalanche, I mean, that's millions of dollars.
They take money, but we, even if money was available, we're not sure what shape it that, you know, that's what, you know, the trail from the Charlevoix Trail, how long has that been open? We still don't know what route it will take into town. So if money did become available, if we did any fundraising, we don't even know what it would be. Riverside Park, a grant was approved 2 or 3 years ago. It's still not done. There was a grant at Avalanche Trailhead from the Blue Cross and the Health Department. That's still not fully implemented. There are just certain things like that. There's playground equipment out there that says do not use that have been up there for a few weeks that I think they're open to be used. You know, they're just those kinds of things that I see that I think we can do better. Without getting into diminishing our accomplishments to date.
You know, every once in a while, my wife gives me a shopping list, you know. And my job is to go to the store and get everything on the list, right? Invariably, I come back and something that was on the list, I don't have in the shopping bag. But what I don't know until I get home is what was most important on that shopping list until I don't bring it home, right? And I think one of the things that, so anyhow, what I always thought would be great, and it'll never happen, is that I get a shopping list and it has priority. This priority, HML, you know, and that way I know, by golly, if I don't come home with one of those high priority items, I'm going to be in trouble, right?
Go to another store.
Yes. So I think one of the challenges with a long list of things, you know, our ambition for things that we want to do and projects that we want to take on is we could do a better job as a commission is identifying for our city manager what, from our perspective, are the things that are most important over the next couple of years. And at least it has there's a signal there, and it might help. I hope it would help. The city administration be able to prioritize their work as well. If we just put everything on the list that we currently have on the list, I don't know if that's a. I think we can make a more effective tool.
Would that be a goal?
So, well, I think that we have a goal, right? And then within that goal, we have what we'd like to use to measure success at the end of a few years. And then we fill in, maybe it doesn't even have to be immediately today, but it would be, you know, soon. What of those things, you might call them tasks perhaps, or objectives, or whatever you want to call them. And we list the ones, not every single one necessarily, but the ones that we would identify in our discussions as being the top priorities. To complete or make progress on or whatever, how we define it in the next 2 years. Doesn't mean everything's going to happen that way because stuff happens, right? But at least it might be able to help with that frustration if we have so many things. How do we know what to emphasize first? Right. That may also be able to guide us at budget time too. That of course we want to try to attach resources to the things we've identified as the highest priorities.
Well, one of the things that I said, I went through Mike's budget letter. So in the budget letter, you know, it's identified, and we apparently talked about these things in our budget session, is develop city financial forecast model,
yes.
Develop One City Trail Extension Plan, develop open space improvement plan, remove south open space parking area,
right.
Improve airport terminal trailhead,
right.
Implement work order program. So
it's
we had, Mike had identified that those were the things that could be accomplished. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
But do we know, as commissioners, whether staff is indeed working towards those five items that you just identified? I think they probably are, in some respects, that are just, they're not goals that us five commissioners are working under, but they might be tasks that the administratively is working towards. I don't know the answer to that. I'm just laying that out there. Mm-hmm. My other observation is most of our undone wish list is parks and recreation. It seems like parks and recreation, trailhead, trail extension, river park, avalanche, open space, marina. Every one of those are on our want list, and they're all parks and rec. We've talked about adding a Parks and Rec director in the past. I'm getting off base of goals, but we fiscally made the choice that no, we're not going to pursue that right now. But you know, it kind of defines.
Or with this financial planning, if we decided that was important, how do we get to that point?
Okay. Sure.
That's kind of how I, you know, what, how do you get there? If you want to go there, how do you get there?
Well, that's where the expert comes in, right?
Well, for part of it,
yeah.
So it helps
it, right?
Highlight the decision points or things that you might be thinking about.
Right.
The other thing, too, is, you know, we can go through one of these financial plans and do we have the right people plugged in to get the job done, you know, in different areas. You know, it's particularly, you know, parks, right? Capital improvement plan. Whose shoulders does that lie on?
Yeah, good point. I mean, we already have a capital improvement plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if it needs improvement, is that a goal or is that just the task for management?
Well, it needs serious improvement. My thinking.
Can you think of like an overarching topic, Mike, as we're talking about what it might be to address Tom's concern, whether or not it's a goal or just a task to do?
I've always struggled with those as well. I'm just trying to listen, and I, you know, wrote down the things that you were talking about, and trying to, you know, see how that fits in with some of the other things that we've heard on the survey.
Right.
Because I mean, I'll toss this out I'm not sure if I. I'll try to articulate it. I'm wondering if we're at a point in this community where we need to take a breather and do what we do better rather than doing more things.
Bingo.
Am I reading between the lines and seeing enough of that in this document that people, you know, they see all the things that we've come, but is that causing some concerns with some people thinking, well, we're not taking enough care of the locals, we're not dealing with some of the base issues. Do we really need, you know, do we need to, you know, worry about the pavilion getting better and things of that nature? Are people, you know, is there a little bit of a push, you know, does that tie into taxes? Is there a little bit of a pushback where we just kind of need to sit down, kind of look at all the things that we're doing now and find out if there are more efficiencies that we can gain into them before we take on another major project or two?
Mm-hmm.
So
I've gotten that feeling out in the community without having to just read all of these, you know, the comments and everything, that there are a lot of people who would like to just just the way you said it, take a breather. Don't add, deal with what you have.
But then that also conflicts with what I read down here with regards to maintaining momentum. I'm thinking, okay, how do those things jive, or do they jive? And what am I?
Well, you just define it.
No, I think you're all right. Yeah, I don't like the idea of taking a breather, because that's sort of, if you're standing still, you're going backward, I think.
Yeah. Right?
That it's sort of, you know, it's that artful mix of identifying in the a new challenge, you know, and being strategic in what we identify, but maintaining our capacity to complete what we've already identified as important, or things that are ongoing. It is a mix. I think the struggle is, honestly, I think our struggle is our ambitions are greater than our, capacity to pull everything off. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, because we're always looking forward. That's been one of the key sequences of success. It's just that, you know, how do we, now that we have this track record of success and these things that we're doing, rebalance the mix, if you will, in a way that helps to address the frustration of not being able to get everything done that we'd like to get done. I guess that would be my approach to trying to do it. Yeah. It's a mix. We've got to maintain a mix. But we can be... think more strategically about what to take on. You know, it's easy to see the bright shiny object. There's lots of bright shiny objects out there, you know. But which one do we want to try to grab onto is the key. A lot easier said than done, but I think if we acknowledge it, that helps us.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, very good discussion. Now let's aim it towards how do we take that discussion back to goals that we want to establish.
I wonder if we could identify what those goals are, even the topic of the goal, and then be able to sort of fill in what we mean by that.
I think that would be logical.
And, you know, not to make them just take in everything, but things that we think are, you know, the most important based on what we heard feedback. I heard so far something that relates to fiscal, whatever we call it.
Responsibility.
Yeah. Planning responsibility, yeah.
Yeah, fiscal responsibility. I think something about communication, trust, we ought to get in there, maybe. I think we have, housing came up, regardless of what you call it.
Right.
Really strongly. I think that having a goal there where we think hard to define over the next 2 years, what's our goal in city government regarding the housing issues. Since it's so big, that's really important for us to carve out of that. What do we mean? I think water quality comes up every time, right? And I think being able to have a goal, even if it's not the largest one, that helps us make some demonstrable progress to maintain water quality. Maybe it only has to do with having to do with that ordinancing, you know, that we sort of started, and maybe something having to do with a little bit more focused over the next couple of years of defining stormwater management plan. Or I think Mike mentioned to us that, you know, being able to make stormwater system improvements is great. The harder, bigger challenge is identifying a funding source for that. You know, even if we spend the next couple of years really developing and defining strategies for stormwater management, maybe that's the way to go. I don't know. But anyhow, that something having to do with water quality came to my mind.
City operations, could we
talk
about city, just city operations and...
That's
that roll under the city, the financial planning responsibility one? I think.
Well,
that's
I was thinking about your work order kind of thing. What you were thinking about when you were talking about that, and, you know, how things get done, and you know, that type of thing.
So I see that more as a task, as an interdepartment goal. For Mike to become more efficient with all of his department heads to run a better ship. I don't know if it's necessarily a goal that us five commissioners get involved with, because you're talking more about the daily tasks of the city employees. Or,
that's a good point. You know, I think it's important, but there's a whole sort of sphere of stuff, which is the stuff it takes to run the city on a day-by-day basis.
And that's
which
not
is what
us.
We hire Mike to do.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The work order thing is certainly within it might be important, but I agree that sort of categorize those operational things as important things for Mike to prioritize with his staff and report back to us periodically,
right,
you know,
right.
Because the overall thing is, are we being as efficient as we can in the way that the city operates on a day-to-day basis?
Again, I think that does have a role, and I think it fits. I think it can fit in well with the a task or a subsection under the financial planning / responsibility topic.
Right.
Yeah. With the water quality, Mike, with the saw grain,
it'll have some impact
it
on that. Will.
Yeah. Well, it gives us a lot of data and information.
Yes, yes. I mean, in some respects, we're already kind of moving forward on that.
Yeah.
Well, with also, Mike, with to bring these guys up to date, can you inform us? We did not join the county drainage.
Neither of the three cities in Charlevoix County did, because cities are dense areas of development that needed specific tools that are different than what you have in the rural areas.
And there was no language in that ordinance.
We didn't feel that was appropriate,
I
and that
agree.
Was a. And that, as a matter of fact, we've been having discussions on that topic recently with our planning department, with the Tip of the Mid Watershed Group. And our neighboring communities with regards to that. You know, we'd like to come up with an ordinance, but we feel it has to be an appropriate one for our community.
Yeah, right.
We felt that it wasn't because we are anti-water quality. We felt the ordinance did not really address the city needs.
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and especially, I mean, if you look at all the improvements that we've made with regards to our stormwater system in the last 5-6 years, I mean, there's some... Again, there's good progress we've made, and there's much more good progress that can be made. So, and adopting, you know, that might be an easy one, adopting an ordinance that's appropriate for the communities in Charlevoix County.
For the cities and county, you're right.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, right. So consistency
joint
between the thing is a joint effort, right?
Yeah.
And I also feel so confident that in our back pocket we have the Friends of the Boyne River, the Charlevoix Lake Association, the Tip of the Met Watershed, and that all three of their goals are same as ours, and they have the means to do the testing and do the research and do the education and do the communication.
And we have an excellent working relationship with all of them.
I agree.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised water quality was so high.
Yeah, but it came up 2 years ago, and it came up 2 years before that, and 2 years before that.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's one of those things, I think, that... of course, everybody wants high water quality, so it's always going to get a yes or a higher priority. But that still is an important reflection of what our residents think is important, maintaining water quality. I don't think they were saying that, you know, that Lake Charlevoix is all messed up. Of course it's not. But they're saying that we value very highly in our community water quality, and if we're demonstrating how we're affecting what we can affect, which is you know, some things, especially stormwater in the city, that's important for us to work toward and report back.
I think it was specifically lake quality and river quality. It wasn't drinking water.
Correct.
I agree. Okay, I'm just thinking
if
there was a confusion there with the Flint situation, it's pretty high up there in the news.
There was a couple comments, but nothing that really stood out when I read through it.
I agree.
I didn't see that as a lot of excuses.
There were two other things that are important to me. I don't know about the rest of you, but one is recycling. You know, we talked about recycling and, you know, doing something in that area. And then the other thing, too, is like with the EMS, you know, how are we going to be able to sustain that, you know, given the, you know, how hard it is for EMTs, the resources needed, and working more collaboratively maybe with other communities in the county. You know, the same with the police department, you know, recruiting, you know, this, you know, just those kinds of things, how we address that.
Fire
social initiative to, if there is a creative way of dealing with that sort of stuff, or at least identifying the problem and having some kind of discussion about it so people aren't surprised. So.
In some respects, I think that fits under your city operations category that you were talking about.
For the financial.
Well, it does. I mean, if you're looking at a different model, those could have huge implications with regards to financing. You know, if you're looking at different staffing models and things of that nature.
Right. You know, as we made our list here, too, I struggled with two sets of priorities, one related to parks and recreation. And two things came to mind. One is that water quality protection came up overarching in that category, you know, when we split them out. But we have all our list, you know, we talked about the list. So would it make sense for us to provide better guidance as a commission when it comes to our priorities related to parks and recreation? Or should that be
Those three copies are available for you too, also.
What's our role related to the advice that we receive from the Parks Commission? So I didn't know what to do with that, you know, as I thought through this, you know. And the other one is related to, you know, we've heard a lot about downtown vitality and keeping young people in town. I remember during the discussions when we had our public meeting that youth thing came up, and well, it's related to everything else, you know, and that comment came up a lot. Keeping youth in town is related to affordability, it's related to the type and quality of jobs that we have, it's related to our education system, which we can only indirectly affect, and so on. And then downtown vitality and stuff for young people to do, and a lot of some of that, well, I guess we can encourage, but it's hard for us to have a specific direct impact on that as a city commission.
But is it keeping our youth in town that exists now, or is it bringing young people in? They don't have to be from here, but just having youth as part of the equation.
Either or.
I think it's both. Yeah.
My struggle is that's so integrally connected to all those other issues that I'm not sure what you do with it independent of addressing things.
It was confusing to me too.
Right. So when we talk about that downtown vitality and economic development piece, from the perspective of a goal, you know, for the next 2 years, what's our specific role within the city commission, and how is that reflected as a goal statement? It's easy to make it general, bring new jobs, you know, of course, you know, but what's enough that it provides us some direction and guidance to ourselves as a commission and to the city administration?
Well, I think part of it would be the, you know, working with Main Street and DDA. I mean, if they're an art economic development tool, you know, they have resources, you know, encouraging them or being part of, well, Mike's on the board, so, but just maybe working more with them to identify and the needs or, you know, the whole idea of business recruitment, retention, you know, all those, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our arm of, or our tool to be able to do a lot of that, I think.
It seems like there's a lot of downtown storefronts that end up being one thing and then being a storefront available and then something else. And there's a lot of businesses now, and I don't know if it's part of the growth cycle or what, that come and go.
Right.
You know, pretty rapidly. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen that growing up in northern Michigan, and to be candid, I think some of the stability that we have downtown is, I think we have more stability than, you know, what I remember growing up in Traverse City and things of that nature. So,
okay.
I mean, there's some great redevelopment opportunities downtown.
Yeah.
You know, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, Park Side. There's all sorts of.
You brought a good point as far as downtown vitality or new jobs vitality. We already have things in place, such as Main Street, such as the DBA, and such as the LFDA. And I mean, we have tools that are doing those exact things. Again, do we make that a goal? Because we're already active. We're already recruiting. Mike's recruiting all the time. I'm trying to define our role there.
Well, and remember, I mean, as we go through our next steps that we're on here, I mean, after we have our reveal and the formal adoption, we're going to be sitting down with our boards and commissions and talking to the Main Street and the LDFA and things of that nature and saying, okay, here's what our vision is, what can you bring to the table, or how can we work together on some of these things?
Yeah, I think that's maybe a key component to this.
Yeah.
That we're all on the same page, that they understand what we expect of them and vice versa.
Well, expectation, I wouldn't frame it like that, but just talk more.
How can we work collaboratively on the same direction?
Yeah, you know, the other piece that we can affect within that realm is getting back to our planning and zoning things, just to make sure that our regulatory environment is conducive with, or is tracking with other efforts to attract and retain, and is responsive to changes in the economic marketplace. You know, that I suspect that as time goes on, you see changes in the types of buildings or types of facilities or types of uses that occur either independently or in the same spot. And I suspect that within our zoning, we are perhaps less able to respond to those changes in the economic marketplace than we might like to be. I don't know. It's just sort of a guess. But anyhow, one thing we can affect in economic development is planning and zoning, just to be sure that we're in sync and that we're providing opportunities within our zoning ordinance and our master plan to to foster the kind of economic development that our partners are so actively pursuing.
I think you're right on that. You know, just like it's, I remember one top issue, affordable housing, and subcategory underneath it is compatible zoning. I don't know if you capture it with two words or not, but you know, it's. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we've actually gone to work on that, and we've made some progress. And I don't know how. I don't know if there's room to make any more or not.
There is room to make more, but on the other hand, on the 29th of this month, initiated by the chamber, there is a forum, and you know, it's kind of like, okay, here's what you can do. Let's solve this. Let's not say what you can't do. Let's solve this. And the city's part of, I'm representing the city on part of that. So, you know, hopefully that reflects what zoning and planning has done. And what can we do?
Right.
Yeah.
What can we do better?
Go both ways too. You know, saying, hey, here are the things that still frustrate us, or not us as a city, but our partners or businesses related to our regulatory structure.
It seems like every time we have a meeting and we get into the discussion of affordable housing, there's something that's just been in the media with regard to it. And that was the case again last night. I don't know if you happened to hear on National Public Radio.
Boise.
Yeah, they were talking about, you know, just what's happening with regards to the rental property industry and the housing market and people, you know, trying to get into, you know, basically how things have changed, that people that would generally be moving up and buying additional or bigger houses are basically staying in their starter homes because they can't afford to move anything else.
You could have replaced Boise, Idaho with Boise City.
Oh, you could have,
or anywhere.
Anywhere USA.
And that's the thing I want to make sure that we keep in perspective as we're working through some of these issues is, one, we're not alone, and there's others that we can learn from, and two, some of these are really, really hard issues. And I want to make sure that as we're working through these through and making these little baby steps or whatever we're trying to do, that we're not too hard on ourselves that we can't, you know, solve the issue in the next couple of years. Because, I mean, it's a national issue. As you know, we talk about it being regional and state, and it really is a national issue.
It is. You know, it's easy to feel paralyzed, too.
It is.
And for that reason, I think that we can define, there's still a stuff that, you know,
yes,
that we can
yes.
Use. One of the things about the housing market, I'm not sure you reflect on the goal or not, but the housing market changes over time. It always has, right? So right now it's tough, and there's for a whole lot of reasons, but you wouldn't have made that same statement 10 years ago. It would have been an opposite problem,
yes.
You know? And so there's always this these forces of market forces, demographic forces, and policy forces that sort of encircle this whole thing. There's a little piece of that we can affect.
Correct.
Right? And if we concentrate on that, doing our part and making sure that we're really in sync with our partners so we don't feel overwhelmed by the housing issue, that I think will help us a lot. And that's something I think that we might be able to reflect in a goal that gives us some boundary that makes us feel less frustrated and gives an opportunity to make some positive contribution to addressing that issue in our city.
I mean, it was interesting looking back through some of the comments, and, you know, there were still some with regards to Kirtland products.
Yes.
And we are at such a different point of where we are in our local economy versus that point when we were so concerned about finding jobs for people, about 10 years ago, looking for people to find jobs to make sure that people had opportunities. Now it's completely flipped, and all the employers are looking for people to fill the jobs. I mean, so things do continually change, and we have to kind of not only keep up with it, but try and get ahead of it the best we can. So the problems that we'll have today, in 10 years, it'll be the complete, the pendulum will swing 180 degrees. We'll have another recession and an economic downturn, and, you know, we'll be just trying to keep the lights on.
Life is a journey.
It is. It
is. Keep my lights on by now.
That's right. Well, if everything stayed the same, the job of being a commissioner would be boring, right? Being a city manager, right? We wouldn't want that.
Some days I do.
A boring day every once in a while would be kind of fun, huh?
Yeah. So how do we help you take this to the next step? I mean, we've talked about fiscal planning responsibility with city operations in there, somehow improving communications, housing, water quality, stormwater. Then I heard some comments with regards to youth, and I also kind of slashed that youth, and I'm thinking youth slash young families type of thing. Those are the kind of things I'm taking out of the conversation. I want to make sure I'm not missing things or... You know, again, we don't have to try and wrap this all up today. I mean, obviously, we've had a lot of good discussion. If we want to come back and have another work session on it, or, you know, another discussion. Oh yeah, that's why it's all being recorded. You know, we've got our ace reporter over there in the background, so we can read about it in the newspaper, and he'll tell us exactly what we said.
I did not have a goal related to, as I sort of thought through, related to youth. Because it's integral to everything else. It's inseparable. So to have something specific that's related to youth and retaining youth, I think we were just repeating things that we would have to say in other categories.
Okay.
So I had, you know, the fiscal sustainability, communication trust, housing, some form of water quality protection. I think we should have to talk about economy and jobs, even just reflecting our emphasis on enhancing and building our relationships with our partners, you know, within the city, right? Regionally in the planning and zoning, and I think it might be good to say something about parks and recreation within a goal. If nothing else, to say that our emphasis over the next 2 years and our direction to the Parks Commission is to let's concentrate over the next couple of years of ticking away on our already existing list of stuff with our existing parks without trying to make new endeavors, new major parks endeavors. And within that, maybe we, you know, again, depends on how we want to proceed, whether we charge the Parks Commission with helping us prioritize that. We got the open space, we got Avalanche, we got Riverside, we got all the stuff.
Marina.
The marina.
That's
you know, how, we need to, somehow we need to give some direction to the city administration of what to pursue first.
The priorities within that.
There are priorities within that. Now, I think we could do that, and I think somehow that can be a process that extends beyond this specific thing. Our big statement as a commission would be, here's a case where we should take a breather. Let's finish our list when it comes to parks and recs over the next two years and at least make substantial progress on that.
And that's our goal.
Before thinking about new endeavors. And there's always new stuff, you know, that we'd like to pursue.
Under that I do remember reading, it seemed sidewalks, quality of sidewalks, repairing sidewalks, it seemed like there was... Quite
right.
A few statements. Is that fair? Did that come out?
There was quite a few.
Well, it was there a few times, and I think that it's easy for the general public to say we need to do that. Our program, what we've done in the past, is a split between the property owner and the city, and I think once you tell them that, all of a sudden they
get the
brakes on. If, yes, I want new sidewalk, I want it from point A to point B, and then when you go to all those residents and say we're going to put in new sidewalk and you need to pay for 40% or 60% of it, all of a sudden they don't want it anymore. So there's a little bit of a catch-22. Unless the city is going to take on the complete burden, people will say it without being educated to know that it comes at a cost to them.
Fair enough, but guess my only point is that it does kind of fall under Parks and Rec, and because sure. It's walkability, and we're talking about Parks and Rec, so it is one of those items that needs to be prioritized with the rest of them.
Well, maybe we need to consider policy change, too.
Sure.
You know, and I mean, if there's a barrier there, maybe there's some other ways we can think about it. Right, that did come up, and, you know, the combination of the trails, for and against bike trails, and access, snowmobile access into town, and all those sorts of things came up in the Parks and Rec.
Yeah, and that could be one of those rubs where, well, why are you building all these new outside trails when we've got sidewalks in town that aren't being dealt with? It's
exactly.
Us versus them.
Well, it gets to that. Wait a minute, we're not finished our current list, you know, before expanding beyond that.
Dean, I want to go back to the Parks and Rec Commission because I serve on that as the commission chair. So the problem with the Parks and Rec is the fact that we don't have the capacity to do much. I mean, Barb is a staff person at Andy, and there's, I think we need to, that's where we come back to this discussion about a parks department or whatever, having somebody whose focus is on parks and recreation rather than having been so diluted with all the other types of things that have to be done. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, in order for the park to at some point, and you know, that's getting back to the financial, what if we want to go there, how do we get there?
Yeah.
Because if we're doing what we're doing now, we're not going to get there, and it's just going to be the same. And you can't expect much more out of people just because of what we're able to do. So then that choice has to be made. If that's really important, where's it been, or how does it happen?
The six or eight things that you mentioned, I could add a few more.
Yeah, but a lot of these, too, have already, you know, Riverside Park, that's already, I mean, that's been, correct me, whoever, that's been funded. I mean, there was a grant to create certain things, and it just hasn't been either. Avalanche is the same thing, well, not the Avalanche Trail, that there were certain things there that have been approved for a couple of years, it just hasn't happened, right? So
you hit on the head that we made a decision as commissioners at budget time that no, we're not going to hire more staff. So you are correct. Okay, then let's find a path.
Which is the financial planning.
How can we find this for
ourselves? Yeah. So, you know, so we can say, okay, yes, we can. No, we can't.
Fair enough.
Just to get to that point.
One of the things I did not see Parks and Rec as high on the list of the survey results as what we're discussing around the table right now.
Barb?
I didn't see the broad Parks and Rec comments, but there were specific comments that are Parks and Recreation related or could be, and that's, I think, something else that maybe this commission needs to wrap their head around and pass down to the Parks Commission is, what is Parks and Rec? What should they be looking at? Because
sidewalks in City Marina have not generally been considered Parks and Rec.
That's correct. I mean, it's Parks and Rec.
And if all of a sudden we're starting to lump that in, those are two. I mean, the marina hasn't even been more Parks and Rec than the airport has been.
Right. See, okay. I'm glad you defined that because I'm thinking the marina is Parks.
They're all tied to. Obviously, a lot of people that use the marina are recreating in our community. Maybe there should be more of a tie between the two. It just traditionally has not been.
The marina did get its fair share of comments.
And
whether the marina falls under the Parks and Recreation Department isn't necessarily what we need to look at, but just the whole picture, because we think of like the canoeing and kayaking, is that Parks and Recreation, is that marina, it all kind of blends together.
Yeah.
But our Parks Board never, unless somebody randomly asks for an update, they don't ever talk marina, boat launch, or anything. They don't really hardly ever talk about walkability. They talk about bike trails or non-motorized trails, which you can walk on. It just seems like they get focused on physical parks. They don't talk a lot about the activities, recreational activities. If someone doesn't say, hey, what's going on with a particular bike race, board doesn't talk about it, half of them don't even know it's coming. There just seems to be a bigger picture than what the board looks at.
And that's because, we traditionally have always been facility-driven and not program-driven. Mm-hmm. I mean, MSU Extension and 4-H, and the schools have taken care of the recreation programming in this community. And if we want to do something different, that's a reset of some sort.
But yeah, I guess I'm not thinking that we necessarily need to take it over, but like,
how do you coordinate?
How do we know that there's not a problem or that there is a problem at Rotary Park with all these activities using it if we are not involved?
Yeah, maybe there needs to be more discussions between Parks and Rec and 4-H and the schools and bring the parties together and, you know, that are all kind of tied to it. But again, if Park and Rec becomes a community, a goal of the commission to try and, one, catch up with our, you know, hanging out their list of things that have, you know, been talked about for years, and then how we move forward, bringing those parties together can be one step in that process.
Rotary Park's a good example because, you know, on a given day, there could be 500 people up there between youth soccer and softball and baseball and
tennis.
Parking is haphazard. It's in the mud. Concessions may be open or may not be open. Bathrooms may be open, may not be open. You're right. Is that city or is that Rotary or is that school or is that 4-H? It's a good point. And that's almost more of an administrative task to let's refocus Rotary Park. Is there a long-term plan for Rotary Park? Could you add more fields for Rotary Park?
Not just Rotary Park. Then all of a sudden you're starting to tie all those elements together because some people may be using Rotary Park. Some people may be using the Little League field. Some people may be using the little T-ball field. I mean, those all tie together.
The two adult softball fields used to be totally active. From the 70s to about 5 years ago, we had a very active men's league, slow pitch. Now we don't. So now they're underutilized. They're almost, church league one night a week, one field. So again.
And that's a good use of a resource, which is our land.
Yeah. So again, how do we address all that? I don't know.
Right. So for is one of our goals of city commission in parks to revisit or develop a parks and recreation strategy moving forward. So the task is, if we're saying we need to rethink it, let's say this is our goal. We need to rethink this so that in this 2 year period or whatever time frame we put on it, that we want to have a strategy that moves from a facility focus to a programmatic focus, or we want to a strategy that helps us to build and sustain activity and improvements to our existing park system, or whatever it is. I don't think we've answered the question, but is the goal to purposefully say we need to deal with it, this question in the next year or two?
I think we do somehow, some way, because that's, if you combine everything we talked about, from bathrooms to sidewalks to marina to trails and on and on and on to Rotary Park, that whole discussion, yes, we need a strategic plan, is what you just said.
May not just be our plan.
Yeah.
We talked about the schools and 4-H and all that type of stuff. We'll probably should be talking to the townships around us and the county as well, too. And it doesn't just stop at our borders, and a lot of the people that are coming in and using it aren't just our citizens. How do you make it a coordinated effort regionally?
Back when my kids were young, they tried to charge a quarter per winter skating. Use a skating rink in the winter if you were not a town resident. So you're asking these little 10-year-olds, do you live in town?
Yeah, what's a town? Sure, I live in town.
It didn't go over very good.
No.
So so that's Parks and Rec. I have 7 so far.
So what are your 7? You included the youth on there, right?
I included youth and young families. Economy and jobs. Number 7 is Park and Rec, kind of wide open.
So you have economy and jobs on there?
I do. Let's start with number 1. I think we're all fiscal responsibility, are the 5 of us kind of focused that we want to make it a goal? I mean, we're already there, but can we get better? How do you want to define that? Is that a goal? Fiscal responsibility.
I think
Well, that's the topic of the goal. It's not the goal. Of course it's the goal. We want to be fiscally responsible. But, always. I mean, that's the topic that we want to...
The word that either Dean or you said, though, too, is to use financial resources wisely.
Financial resources, meaning our resources or hired resources? Because it is our goal to hire someone. Mm-hmm. Financial responsibility. Or financial...
Resources, he's
saying. Financial, financial resources wisely.
Let's just go on to number two. Communication and trust. They kind of tie in together. Or is that, to me, it's kind of like, kind of ties into financial responsibility.
Well, anything's going to tie in with communications.
Everything, yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, there I think our discussion had to do with, paying special attention to things like our regular communication with residents, our website, and...
education.
And engagement. How we continually involve citizens, residents. Not that we're not doing that.
Yeah, I like
that. Is that we can,
I like engagement. I think that's a good term.
How we engage with our...
Well, I like the term that Mike came up with earlier. Quote, do what we're doing, do better.
That could apply to any of these topics, potentially.
Right, but I mean as far as a goal.
Do what we're doing, do better.
Do what we're doing. Do better. They're already doing. I guess that's how he phrased it.
Efficiencies within our city structure. But that's kind of back to what we're talking about. That's more management.
Well, that goes back to the financial responsibility, resources, and then we talked about city operations and all that type of stuff as a subset under that. So far I've heard two. I mean, something with regards to financial planning, responsibility, resources, improve communications, engagement, and the whole trust factor is a subset underneath that. Those are the two I've heard so far.
Any addition of those two?
I would assume, let's get down some broad categories.
Yeah.
We can report those back to the commission. You can flesh those out and say, okay, tweak them a little bit further,
And I think that what we're looking for here is not a narrative statement.
Right? Yes.
So
we'd have to take these and
make a statement
after.
It's not, these aren't paragraphs long. It's a short, concise statement.
It's kind of like
direction. Here's what. So somebody could read. Oh, I know where they're going.
Kind of like what we did with these.
Right.
Well, that states an issue. Here we're trying.
I'm thinking something about that length.
Yeah, fairly short.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be slightly longer, but still short. A sentence, more than a paragraph. Then underneath that, then we'd list some of the things that, some of those specific, whatever we call them, objectives, actions, tasks, whatever term is most comfortable. Not a laundry list, but the highest priority ones. And that's what we would be, that's what we would want to discuss with the boards and commissions and report back on quarterly, like we're talking about. So you have two, right?
Yep.
Third would be housing.
Housing.
And there, I think our discussion had to do with, again, those partnerships and also with trying to identify that, specific, within the complexity of housing, the specific roles that we have. Certainly planning and zoning is one of them. And there might be another way of phrasing that as well.
Development. How can we encourage a developer? It's back to planning and zoning, I guess. But incentives, recruitment.
Don't go there. Just give me the housing topic and we'll flush it out. So what I'm thinking is we're going to take these broad topics, the three that I've got so far and whatever other ones we come up with, and be able to report those back to you before and then hope so you can do something with them on the 28th.
Well, yeah, I think we're going to want to go in an iteration between and then. So if we get these quickly, then
It isn't going to happen for Tuesday, I don't think.
Well, you're on vacation too.
That's right.
Yeah. So no, we'll have it Tuesday. But it gives us a chance to think it through too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I had water quality.
Yep.
On there, and there it had to do with, you know,
stormwater.
Stormwater was yep. probably the primary thing there.
Improve, protect type thing.
Right. And they're really kind of focusing on stormwater.
Yep. That's what I got.
Because that's the realm we can affect. Right?
Well,
yeah.
And again, that was, it came out loud and clear.
Came out.
Yeah.
And enhance over time.
Yeah. Improve, protect, and stormwater.
The other one were jobs or?
You had youth on there too.
I had youth, young families, and number six was economy and jobs. Can you combine those?
Well, yeah,
the point Dean makes, I completely agree. Youth and is completely interwoven with everything else. I don't think it's specific.
That if we're a successful community, that they'll become.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. That we couldn't say anything there that we haven't said in one of the other categories because they're all so tightly.
Yeah. So I struck. I kind of put an X by that one because I was going in with that one originally.
Yeah.
But then after Dean's comment, I kind of pulled that one back.
So are you talking, so economy, jobs, vitality? That was one, I'm using that word from here.
You can use vitality, sure. And there I think, you know, Hugh's point about, you know, we already have these partnerships, you know, and organizations within our city structure that address this issue. And plus, again, the regulatory realm that we do have control over, which is planning and zoning, would be a part of that. That makes sense.
Yep.
Is there another?
Is there a Parks and Recreation one there somewhere?
Yeah, that's the last.
That's what we just completed that discussion on. You know, we want a strategy to move forward, you know, to make more effective use of our existing facilities and then concentrate on completing the efforts that we've currently engaged in as opposed to looking for new opportunities
yeah.
as an emphasis.
And under that structure of defining, we have to, you know, are we going to take the overall picture, the bird's eye view of everything, including the marina and the parks and the schools, the football field? I mean, it's all part of that overall. Or do we just look at program versus facilities? Or do we look at, I mean, it's quite a broad range.
Yeah.
Do we want to give them some more directive? Go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to sit back and hear if you're going to give me more directive before I chime in.
Well, on the one hand, you know, the world we can affect is our own facilities, right? The question is, there is a context, certainly, even though we've treated the marina as a separate thing, right? And then we've treated sidewalks as a separate thing. There's a relationship between all those. So thinking through it, I think the more immediate question is, are specific parklands completing the projects we have on there and looking for that path forward? I wonder if trying to include things like sidewalks is part of a goal. It doesn't mean it's unimportant, but in terms of a goal, trying to include sidewalks and marina in there makes it difficult to form.
See, I don't. I think it's as important as softball fields and baseball fields and soccer fields. Sidewalks are just as important as those.
Well, maybe that could be under city operations, and I'll figure out how you're going to do that kind of thing. Didn't they just do something in Traverse City where they made a commitment of a couple $1 million and they have a special bond that they're floating? But again, that's kind of what I'm thinking with this financial planning. If you can see what the financial tools are and what bonding you might be able to do to pay for some of these projects, and it opens the door. But I think the marina is a separate issue because we're kind of set sail with the marina. We got to do something.
That's what I'm saying.
Or it's gonna, you know, it's not gonna be there in a few years.
And so, yeah.
There's a whole idea of just refurbishing what's there and then going through with the expansion.
Yeah, even if you're not gonna expand it, you still have to maintain it because it's all gonna fail.
We got to do something from our last discussion. There's some important things that need to be done.
I totally agree. So that's has its own entity. I mean, we do have.
Or does that fall under the ongoing projects because it's ongoing, right? I mean,
good advice for us.
I almost think it stands aside at this point. Yeah. It, I mean, it's so closely related. All these things are related to each other.
Right.
I mean, so I would leave it aside for now. But it's kind of out there. I mean, and I almost think you leave this Parks and Rec little loose.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have to charge some people to kind of help us define what does Parks and Rec mean for our community.
Exactly.
And maybe it'll be brought in at some point later. I don't think you want to necessarily bring it in or out at this point. But so far, that gives me five broad topics, or six, excuse me, financial,
six.
The financial, the communications, the housing, water quality, economy, Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And I haven't used all the words that are associated, but I got them written down.
I'd like to kind of go back to number five, economy, jobs, vitality.
Yep.
Is there more adjectives? Is there more direction? Is there more that we want to enhance that with? We kind of scratched youth and young families because it's kind of related, but do we want to include
I mean, when I think about that, I mean, family sustaining isn't too far behind on that. You know, I don't think we want to just create more jobs for the sake of jobs. But, I mean,
I guess that's what I'm saying. Do we want to define family right here?
Well, it says family supporting jobs. That was the way it was phrased originally.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Family supporting. Okay, that helps me a lot. How about recruitment? How about...
Well, I think
those might be subsections that'll get built into it.
With the other, you know, the DEA and Main Street.
And LEA.
Yeah, and all those kinds of things.
Right.
Building.
And MEDC.
Those partnerships.
You know, one of the important things of writing goals, too, you know, I certainly found this as work is, you know, as that. The goal needs to help inform you about what you're not going to do, too.
Yes.
Right? So that there's some boundary on it that helps you make a decision. If goals become so encompassing that there's nothing left out, they're no longer a goal. It's just like, it's an everything. And
yes,
it doesn't help
us. Broad.
If
yes.
It's too broad, it doesn't really help us. So even the statement of the goal, while it needs to define what we're talking about,
should not be all encompassing.
Should not be all encompassing so that you know, it's too broad to be useful. That's a little bit of an art, you know, I suppose, but you know, I think keeping that in mind as we form these will be important.
Do you think that these six goals, very loose goals for the administration to work on, covers what we intended with the 500 people that responded? Do you think we've encompassed the feeling tone of the community?
Real close.
I think so. You know, we haven't said anything explicitly about taxes in there, and that comes out every time, you know, because you get that tax bill right about now. They already got the tax bill, and you see that, and I don't, you know. But I think that, you know, that first category I'm talking about is fiscal responsibility. It helps to address that issue.
And the communication, you know.
And the communication.
You know, how they're managed.
Very clearly how, yeah, right.
And why it is.
Yeah, because, you know, most folks don't get a chance to, you know, see what we struggle with and trying to make sure that we spend city resources wisely.
I had a feeling that as many people that said no more taxes, there was an equal amount of people that said, great job, keep going, well done.
Well, the last question, remember that, on the end here, they love where they live, and, you know, they think for the most part they get a good value for their tax dollars. So
yeah, that's
so with any sort of written comment on a survey, you're more likely to hear from people for whom something's bugging them than folks who think that everything's fine.
And I think the taxes is directly related to the 2.7 for this building. That's what it is. I mean, the 15.1 is actually held steady for 3, 4, 5 years.
Oh, well, yeah, longer than that.
Yeah. So, and when you get your tax bill, it's, you know, it's just a dollar amount, and that's what gets you.
And I would almost guarantee you that all the millage proposals that are on today's ballot will be approved.
Oh, absolutely.
So people can complain about taxes, but what are they going to do with the polls? They're going to vote for them again.
Sure.
So
that doesn't minimize the issue. I mean, you get that bill and you're trying to figure out how to pay it. You know, it's stressful.
Yes.
So yeah. Taxes are always a concern, and we have to be cognizant of that. And the way we do it is by being as effective and efficient, wise, with the taxpayer dollars as we can.
Yeah.
So you're going to form all these, or
yes, we're going to start, and I may pull the subcommittee back together at some point. But I'm going to be working with Jane and Barb, and going back through some of the comments that we got on these specific topics, and see if there might be some things that help them. me frame it and put
it. It would be fair to give us homework too.
What's that?
Easy for me to say. It would be fair to give us homework too if you had something you wanted us to pursue or react to in the interim.
Yes.
Instead of waiting for a meeting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I think we'll get a draft together and that'll get presented for you. It won't be able, again, I don't want to say it, I won't be able to do it for Tuesday, but certainly way before the 28th. Yes, Barb.
Is there any additional information that any of you think that you want as far as breakdowns or?
Yeah, I'd still like to know the numerical, from the numerical questions, you know, the questions where they put a rating scale on. I break down by
city
resident. So on, just to see. Okay. We made a presumption there, which I think is true.
Okay.
But I'd be so kind of good just to.
A new chart based on.
The question data, not the comments.
Okay.
Whenever, you know, I guess that would be my thought. Okay. Just to test to be sure that we're saying things, something that is.
Yeah, Barb said there were some additional ways you can slice and dice the information.
Yeah, I like the way you did it, you know, with the written comments, and that was helpful too. I mean, if anything, it just showed that there wasn't a lot of difference in the concerns, the written concerns
between
those different categories. They were all pretty similar. Just a cursory look at it, you know, and I suspect the same is probably going to be true of the other questions where we ask them to rate stuff. Yes.
Dean, I appreciate you leading the way on this and representing us five commissioners. You've done a great job.
With our little committee here, I think, you know, both Barb and Mike did an excellent job. I think with the survey and the responses, the meeting was great. You know, it would be wonderful if we had more people there,
yeah.
But I think it, the way that you know, it was structured and the quality of the discussion was really good.
Is there any more direction that you would advise us? Any more information? Any more advice? Or you think we're all heading in the right direction?
I think we're heading in the right direction. Yeah, I think one thing we might be able to draw on is that we're not the first person on the planet to want to frame a goal based on these issues. And I think even some of the stuff, certainly related to housing, that that Network Northwest might have in their collection of stuff might provide us guidance. And there might be other places that we could look that would give us some hints, you know, as we're developing this based on others' experience.
I will say that since you're writing goals and objectives with you, my fellow commissioners and staff, then 40 teachers trying to write goals and objectives and mission statements and
Well, speaking of teachers, I got the Rambler News in the mail yesterday, so it made me go to the website. So they have their goals, their strategic plan.
That's another thing.
So
absolutely, it goes into that. Yeah. And then, Main Street and Chamber, too, I think really
economic. I checked with both of them, and here's the Chambers, but it's not for public information yet, so
they haven't
actually adopted it.
Yeah, but it'd still be helpful.
Yeah.
And Main Street's still working on their sound block. They didn't have anything really, so.
Yeah.
But that's good to have.
It's really good.
So that the whole community is working together.
Yeah, so we're working together.
I can say that, at least not at cross purposes.
Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed this. I think this is good. You know, I think what the past 2 years with the council used, the commission used, which were the sort of those categories, was helpful and useful at the time. And I think what we're doing now just builds on that.
You're not going to improve unless you self-analyze. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, for sure.
Self-analyze?
Is that the right word?
Sounds dangerous to me.
Yeah. it sounds like we're going to need like a couch or something like that.
Yeah, that has kind of
or a facility with water.
Okay. The psychoanalytic
padded walls.
I'll probably be quoting
it. Padding would be good.
He'll quote me in that paper. I'll quote him every day.
Mayor said.
Good job.
This is good.
Are you any further discussion? Is this what you wanted?
No, I think this is a real good step forward.
Can I ask a question under good of the order?
Sure.
So down at the where the Lake Charlevoix Association is going to plant along those.
Yes.
Did they put something on the grass to kill it?
Yes.
Yeah. They must
Roundup.
Oh, they put Roundup?
Yeah, and there were some significant discussions with the Chamber and Main Street, and Gal Litzenberg's doing that, and he was very particular on how that was used, and none of it got into the form that he used was a real quick decaying stuff, so it just took out those plants and didn't affect the water quality or anything of that nature. So yes.
I think we're using Roundup up there. Well, that's, you know, if anything got into the water, the concentration would be so low.
I know, but still, just the whole idea, you know, we're trying to keep the water quality, and then right along the shore, we put Roundup.
You know, Roundup is registered for aquatic use. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't use. So, just saying.
I'm sure Gal would be glad to talk to you about
that. Yeah, I'll talk to you.
No, please do.
I will.
Yeah.
I thought what you were headed with that is that some might have expressed concern about cutting off access to that.
No, I haven't heard anything from that yet. Of course, we don't have any plants up yet either.
Right.
So
I know and one of his there's ways of being able to access even around.
Well, you can see he's got green stuff where you can kill
in between.
Grass.
Right.
Yeah. That's probably where the walkways are going
to
be.
When that came up, right. We expressed that it has to be still accessible to the waterfront, and that's a good thing, because I've had that question.
You should have a goal of getting the city manager in the battery.
Yes.
Yeah,
I just bought one for the election computer that they're using upstairs, and I was thinking the exact same thing.
I want a new laptop. That thing holds that.
Hold it. Where's this thing about fiscal responsibility? I'll get the battery first and see how that does.
What about working smart?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay, it is 1:41, and I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Thank you, everyone. Well done.
Cool.
Can I get a visitor communication? Christine Green.
Yeah.